Allow yourself safe passage, allow yourself straight assignment. In other words, there's an opportunity that's upon us. There's an opportunity that's right beside us that is stirring us, that's pressing upon us, that's advancing us. And our job is to be excited. Our job is to be ready. Our job is to be present, to allow these new circumstances to take hold, to relieve ourselves of the old assembly, of the old circumstance, of the old assumption, of the old provisions, and really allow sort of like a jump start into our new reality, into our new ascension, into our new broadcast. And so when we're operating from this new broadcast, how would I say it? It's gonna feel lighter, it's gonna feel happier, it's gonna feel more spontaneous. How would I say this? Like, it's a little bit of a leap of faith. So you don't have the old ground to lean on, you don't have the old assurances in a way. So just imagine you've kind of been leaning against something, bored to tears, really not happy at all, but it's security, or you know it, or your elbow's very comfortable in the groove of where it's leaning against. So something where you're going beyond the old comfort, you're going beyond the old semblance, you're going beyond the old assumption of really what reality is and who you are in relationship to it, and allowing yourself to go exploring, allowing yourself to advance, allowing yourself to have a ray of sunshine. So when you consider that ray of sunshine, when you consider that holy advancement, like that ray of sunshine determines where you should go. In other words, it opens you up into new source reality, into new information, into new establishment, into new presence of seeing. And so with this new advancement, it's like everything now is possible, but we want to feel that it requires our consent, it requires our assemblance, it requires our say-so. That's the most important feeling that I have in this whole transmission, is it requires or say so. So when you're saying so, it's like you're relieving yourself of the past. So if you wanted to go back to the past, you couldn't, because you wouldn't even know where to look. So in our little example, if you wanted to put your elbow back in that indentation, it's no longer there. So that's a little bit of quickening. But if we can bring that quickening into excitement, it's like there's nothing left for us back in yesterday anyway. It's sort of like that was boredom, that was monotonous, that wasn't liberation. So something where you feel very comfortable, you feel very excited, you feel very self-assured about allowing your true proximity, allowing your true exposure, allowing your true signage. In other words, allowing that light to turn you on completely, to open yourself up into your grandest display, into your grandest harmony complete, into your grandest determination of your new signaling advance. So allow that advancement to take hold and allow it to shimmer. So when we're saying shimmer, this light, it's just gorgeous. I mean, it's really just gorgeous. And it's just your right size. In other words, you're not worrying like, did I get enough? Did I get too much? It's just your right size, and it's terribly convenient. In other words, whatever you needed for your next right place, for your next assumption, your next advancement, that's exactly what you've received. So allow yourself to glow, allow yourself to be stimulated, allow yourself in this new forecast, this new assertion, this new determination of your said reality. So this is your placement in heaven. In other words, we're opening up, we're inching closer and closer to our true I am presence. And so as we do that, we take the trouble to look around. What they mean by that is when you look around, you see yourself in your new promotion, in your new advancement in English. What wasn't even a thought in your mind or something that you couldn't conceive of is anywhere near possible. With this new illumination, with this new offering suggestion, it's like, how would I say it? It's sort of like you begin again. You find yourself again. Like, oh my gosh, I never thought of myself as someone that could do this, but why not? Like that sort of opening, welcoming, freedom, heaven on earth, anything where you're just reaching for the stars now, anything where you're really ready for your new assignment, and allow it to be glistening, allow it to be illuminated, allow it to be like, they keep saying stimulating, I keep hearing that word, but the idea is truly, like when they're saying stimulating, our word would probably be like activating. So allow that activation to be in real time. In other words, right now, not something you got to think about and consider and pray about. Like allow it to be happening. Allow it to be self-revealing, restoring, rejuvenating, and allowing yourself to aspire. In other words, to like just imagine like you're just opening up more and more and more to enjoy yourself further, to enjoy yourself wiser, to enjoy yourself in your full true matrimony. So in other words, aspects of yourself that you didn't even know existed or you haven't seen in decades, it's sort of like, hallelujah, here we are in this very present place. So receive in true alchemy, in true highest performance, and so it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.